Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world they've gone, searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
Hey everyone, this is Pat Prince, editor of Goldmine Magazine, and once again, Record Store Recon Edition. Did we do it? When's the last time we did this, Alan? Well, Dr. Disc, I should call you.
That's okay.
When's the last time we did this?
It was probably a month and a half ago, and our feedback from having Neil from Punk Till I Die was so great. We've invited him back to join us on this episode, and hopefully Tom will be joining us soon too.
Well, you gave away our special guest.
Well, maybe I should be late so I can be the special guest too.
So talk about, we have a giveaway.
We do have a giveaway, and we'll talk about that at the end, but our good friends at Electric Frankenstein, the whole band, was nice enough to autograph their split, their 12-inch split called Supercharged, with Electric Frankenstein on one side and the Drippers on the other.
And we have an interview with them coming on to goldminemag.com soon, man. Neil, have you heard them?
Yeah, Electric Frankenstein. Yeah, I'm not as... Tom is a huge fan. In fact, we're actually going to have them on the show, I believe, sometime soon. But we have so many interviews lined up that it might be like a month or so before we get them on. But yeah, they're good. Good band.
Cool. So which record store are we talking about today, Dr. Disc?
So we are going deep in the heart of rural America to Logansport, Indiana, to talk about the Redford Farm / Bonus Pints.
Okay. deep into the heart.
It really is the heart. It is the heartland, man, I'm telling you.
this is home of the cornhole. So
excuse me?
Okay, you're making me want to stay away. Please be more inviting. Okay. So what's going on in the store that made
there's a reason why I asked Neil and Tom to join us, because they allowed me to be part of an event that they had along with the owner, Matt, from the Record Farm, for Joey Ramone's birthday party. And so there were three live bands that performed, and Neil and Tom kind of emceed the event and gave away tons of flexies and gave away a bunch of records. And then the three of us, you know, talked about the store and evaluated it. And so I wanted you to get to hear more than just my opinion.
Was this the event that I didn't come through with issues of Gold?
I wasn't going to throw you under the bus and say that, but yes.
Yeah.
You could throw me under the bus, man. You know, I've been under there quite a bit. Tell me about it. Is it going to be in the print edition, or is this just...
This is the next store that will be featured in the print edition. And, you know, maybe before I go into it, Neil, maybe you guys can share a little bit of your background with the Record Farm, because you guys have had a much closer tie with Matt than I have.
Yeah, Matt also runs a record label. So
ooh, what is it?
Out, It is. Oh, geez. What?
Failure Records and Tapes.
Failure Records and Tapes. Yeah, exactly. They put out some Sloppy Seconds. They put out all kinds of different things. And Tom's had a long history with them, with Matt, than I have. But we've done a couple of live shows from there. We did a gig, I think in 2021 over there with a few bands. And but this is the first like Joey Ramone birthday bash that we did on May 19th, I believe. So this was like a bigger deal because it's a really unique venue because it's in downtown Logansport, Indiana, and it's a long, thin building, and there's a record store in the front, and there's like a arcade bar in the back.
That sounds so cool. I like the name too, record store.
It's very, very cool. So the record store in the front is called the Record Farm, and in the back it's called Bonus Pints, where they have, it's a bar, like I say, they have video games, they have really great food, and there's even an upstairs where they have like a barbershop and some other things like that. So it's a unique all-in-one venue, and it's the kind of thing that you would really love if you did it yourself, ran it yourself kind of thing. It's kind of like a kid's dream, right, to do something like that.
So I'm guessing if he presses vinyl, there must be some local acts that he sells at the store. I'm just guessing.
He does. Yeah, he does have local entertainment, but the store is not just focused on his own label releases. I mean, it's a fully functioning record store. It also has musical instruments. And I think Neil summed it up best. I mean, it is like a kid's dream because not only is there a barbershop upstairs, but there's a comic book store upstairs.
That's right. Yeah.
And there's kind of this Wiccan occult store that we couldn't keep Neil from hanging out in. He loved it up there.
it's really unique. And Matt has done something really unique. So this small town, Indiana, you wouldn't think would have a location like this. I mean, it's awesome, right? So when we did the thing in 2021, we had, what was it, 2022? I'm forgetting. But anyway, we had it inside the store. So it was just in like a corner of the store. So that, you know, there wasn't room for very many people. But this was a much, much bigger deal, right? Because I mean, we can talk about it in more detail in a bit. But it's next door to, is it an alley or a parking lot? But anyway, outside. It was all outside in the parking lot. They had a big marquee tent set up and the bands played, you know, inside the marquee. And, you know, there was hundreds of locals and people traveled in from out of town to see the show. So it was actually much, much bigger than the last time we did something there.
So Dr. Disc, I'm going to do the rundown. You do your grades, okay? How was the stock?
It's a little bit smaller store, and so I think that might be the area where I kind of graded them the hardest. I think I gave them an 8 on stock. I mean, what they have is nice. It's good quality. But because it's a smaller space for the store, they just don't have tons of stuff. But they have a good punk selection. They have a good classic rock selection. They have a bunch of dollar LPs. And he's done a real good job with the use of the space.
So if I want some good underground punk, I would go there and find it.
I would say you'll find more of the mainstream punk. I mean, he does have some of the smaller stuff, but it's not like it's a punk centric store.
Okay.
So
you might find that in the used section, maybe. You might be lucky to find something like that in the used section, but in the new stuff, it's reasonably mainstream, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you find some good, maybe, punk 45s?
I didn't see any 45s there, to be honest.
Well, I think the only 45s they carry are their record label 45s, because they had a split, the new split picture disc with the Queers and Sloppy Seconds, and then the previous Joey Ramone Sloppy Second song that they did.
Can't Kill Joey Ramone.
Kill Joey Ramone. They had copies of those, but I think those were about the only 45s I remember seeing.
I always look around for either Green Day, Misfits to see if, you know, they're, because those 45s are worth something, man. So, you know, I look around.
Yeah, good luck finding those Misfits CDs.
I have some 45s of Misfits, actually.
See, it's funny you mentioned that, because I just picked up some recently, but they're obviously bootlegs, like they're Italian bootlegs or something like that. And I don't have the original sticker for the quality too, but the quality on a couple of them is kind of dodgy.
Those aren't bootlegs, those are fan club editions.
I'm sorry, fan club editions, yes. They don't call them bootlegs anymore, do they? It's a fan club edition, that's right.
Super fan edition.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So how was the staff to you? How was the owner?
Well,
at an event.
Yeah, it's kind of a three-headed dragon. And what I mean by that is you've got, and it's a good dragon. You've got Matt, the owner, along with his wife. I believe that this is a woman-owned corporation. I think Matt and his wife put together a great entity, because I think she's a chef, and so she does a lot of the cooking, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
That they serve at Bonus Pines. But then he has a co-owner, which is Adam, and then he has a store manager, which is Aaron. And all three of them were there for the event. Aaron is kind of the I put him as coach for, if you remember Cheers, you know, the guy who was behind the counter who knew everybody.
Yep,
that's
right.
Aaron. And customers walk in and Aaron's got stuff behind the counter for them that he's like, you know, I thought you might like this, so I was holding it for you, type of relationship. And he really knows what people are looking for, and people come in just to say hi. But Adam and Matt kind of run the place or own it, but let Aaron kind of run it.
Now, you've been on a roll lately with stores being clean. Seems like your last few, like, this is one of the cleanest stores. How did it rank?
It's clean. It is clean, but it's not.
Says it all.
It's not Loud Pizza clean.
Right. And it's not squeaky clean, right?
Right. It's not squeaky
clean. Like squeaky clean anyway.
No, but don't take that as a negative. What I mean is, you know, this is, you've got a video arcade, you've got a bar, you've got the record store, you've got all these other stores upstairs. There's a lot of traffic,
yes,
in this store. And so it's clean. I mean, look, they can serve food there, yeah, but it's not, again, you know, to me, Loud Pizza is kind of the cleanest record store I've ever been in and the brightest lit record store I've ever been in. This is more... The lights are a little dimmer because I think that's part of the motif of the venue.
How's the wow wall? Is it, do they have a wow wall? You said it's a small store.
They have a couple of things up on the wall, but nothing huge. Their wow wall is their beer. They do craft beer, and they usually have like 8 to 10.
Are you saying different... I can drink throughout the store?
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Okay, so I could see people spilling.
Well, I think that's why they keep the lights dim, because, you know, the more you drink, the better people look. And so if the lights are dim.
I'm sorry, I like this place. Okay, so so you might actually run into the wow wall.
Yeah. Well, and I will tell you, I had a nice talk with Matt just a couple of days ago, and he said, you know, they've been open in this location for 2 years. And he said, how many kegs of beer do you think we've gone through in 2 years? So, Neil, I'll ask you, how many kegs of beer do you think they've gone through in 2 years?
200?
315.
Okay, wow.
It's amazing. And their staff, the food staff is amazing. The bartender is... They have a couple of them, and they're the nicest people. They really know how to get people in and out of the bar. Prices were inexpensive. I don't drink, but my wife liked the libations. Neil, you were a fan of some of that microbrew stuff, right?
I was. Yeah, they do have a lot of local. They specialize in a lot of local Indiana microbrews on draft, and then they have obviously a cooler, you know, with full of, you know, if you don't want the microbrew, you know, with hams or something. It's a great place.
Sounds like a place that could be in Brooklyn, New York, never mind in the heartland.
Well, like, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. They're so lucky in Logansport to have that place there.
Is there college nearby or something? Is that
no? And, you know, it's funny because Tom, when Matt is on the Punk Till I Die podcast, Tom jokes with Matt and calls him the mayor of Logansport.
I actually made that up.
So one of the comments I made to Matt was, you know, quite a commitment on his part. When you think about it, to spend this kind of money to put this kind of venue in a town like Logansport. I mean, you're right. It's not Indianapolis. It's not a college town. But they draw people from all around, and he's got a lot of dedicated customers. And you can really tell that there's a passion from both him and his wife and everybody else who's there to really make something special in this community.
How's their website? Yeah. How's the mail order stuff? Do they do that?
I don't. Well, I think they do. I think they might sell on Discogs, Alan. Do you know?
Oh, okay.
I know that Failure Records and Tapes has an active website, because I remember before I knew that they were even connected to the Record Farm, I had ordered a Homeless Gospel Choir cassette tape from them when they were doing some cassettes, and I think they had a limited quantity of like 50 or something, and so I remember purchasing it from them, and they sent me some stickers and, you know, some other swag with the cassette tape.
Yeah, and swag. And just to be clear, this isn't really just a punk store by any means, because they have all manner of local people coming in. So they'll have country acts playing, they'll have classic rock acts playing, they'll have all, you know, pop acts playing coming in. Because it's very family centric, the place, Bonus Pints especially. And so, you know, they'll have any kind of musicians coming in there. They might have punk every once in a while, and, you know, but this was a special that we did on for the May 19th for the Joey Ramone birthday thing. So, you know, that's why we were there. But don't think for a minute that it's mainly a punk store, because it's not.
No, and it was three free bands.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was free. Yeah, the whole night was free. That's true. We didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Well, talking of, we were speaking of swag. Did you get a shirt, and did you add it to your quilt?
I did, and I did get a shirt, and I have started. Actually, I almost put a video together, but I started cutting up the shirts for the second quilt. I think our special guest is joining us. So we'll see. He might be joining us from his phone because it says Samsung.
Yeah. So this might
be our special guest, Samsung.
Yeah. Good old Sam. He's a good guy.
I was bringing in new subscribers to the podcast.
Hey, Alan, do you want to say who was which bands were playing that night?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
So we had headlining was the Queers, which is obviously a great get, big band. And then the opening bands were both local bands from Indiana. So we had the Putts played second, and opening the night was another local band called the Don't Wannas. So obviously, like the Ramones, and the whole thing was like Ramones based. So all the bands played some Ramones covers and things. And it was just an awesome free night. And I think
you got to let them know what makes the Don't Wannas so special, though, Neil, because
All their song titles start with "Don't wanna," so "Don't wanna do something," like, you know, very much like in the Ramones vein, right? Don't wanna go down to the basement or whatever. So that's what the "Don't wanna"
were
all about.
Were these bands selling like their CDs or?
Oh yeah, lots of merch. In fact, the Queers had almost an entire wall of merch of all the stuff
that they do. Cool.
Yeah, because they're on the road constantly, right? I think they make a living doing what they do. So no, it was a great free night. And the lead singer from Sloppy Seconds, BA, kind of was there too. Yeah, came. He sang on stage with the bands for each of the Ramones covers that they did. He was like a guest. Guest singer. There you go. Yeah. And then Alan, Doc Disc came up, and in between bands, you know, Tom and I got up on stage, didn't really say very much, but Tom was giving away flexies that he had because he hates his flexies. And Alan was giving away albums. Alan was a star of the show. Everybody got something from Alan. So I'm sorry, Duck Disc. Don't want to blow your cover there, buddy.
That's okay. I think Tom has joined the call. Tom, are you there?
See, you guys are discovering why Neil handles the technical aspect of our podcast.
You couldn't get your PC working, huh?
I'm about ready to smash it, Neil. I'm about ready to throw it out the window.
That's what you're
all
thinking.
I could think about. How are you? I'm good, Pat. How are you doing, man?
Good, glad to be back.
I heard Neil talk about the don't want us, and all I could think is now I want to sniff some glue because I'm so irritated with my computer. That's right. Here I am.
You don't want to smash. You don't want to smash your computer.
No, maybe but, so. Maybe so.
You'll regret it.
Yeah. So it was an awesome night because one of the best things about it was, you know, people traveled in, you know, punks and stuff traveled in from out of town and stayed at, you know, we probably filled the hotels, the local, the two hotels that night in Logansport, but it was also full of locals too. And that's what made it a really special night. It was just a really low, there wasn't a lot of, like in the big city, I live in Chicago. And if you go to a show, there's, you know, there's poses, there's a lot of attitude sometimes. There was just no attitude at all at this thing. It was just a really cool, laid back, fun time. It was awesome.
It's fun to watch the locals who aren't punks watch the punk crowd. I think they get more as much fun out of the people watching as they do watching the bands.
Yeah.
Watching all these weirdos descend on their, you know, wholesome white bread little town.
I'm sure the farm has record store day events, right? Since they had an event.
They do participate in record store day, even in a town as small as Logansport is. And it's not, I mean, it's still 18,000 people, I believe. So I don't want to make it sound like it's, you know, in Adair, Iowa, which is a town of 400 people. They've got a healthy community, but he said they still get a line of, you know, 10 to 20 people waiting for when they open up for record store day. So they do participate in record store day. Like I said, it's a fully functioning record store. I mean, call the store, talk to Aaron. He'll order stuff for you if they don't have it in. Their prices are really good. Dig through their stuff because you'll find some stuff that you wouldn't think you'd find there. I know I walked away with a few things, and customer focused.
Where's the nearest big city?
Indianapolis.
So how far away is that?
At least a couple hours, at least. Okay.
So yeah, that might be a good road trip for a record collector in Indianapolis, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And there's like Kokomo has a couple of record stores. There's actually a surprising amount of record stores in some of those smaller towns. But did you talk about how the record farm is really sort of like sensitive to the needs of the community, Alan, or Dr. Disc rather? You know, he has a little bit of musical stuff there for like trap, because there's a lot of live venues in the town. So if you need some guitar strings or something on that of a gig, or you need a drumstick or something, he carries a lot of that kind of stuff too, which I think is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
We didn't, but you just did. So nicely done.
Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, I believe Dr. Disc was ogling a guitar on the wall.
Well, don't worry. We've already given away his identity three times.
Yes, we know that it's Alan. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Neil and I started out with secret identities too, and we also did not keep them for very long. So Liverpool Neil and Tom Trauma are pretty easy to find if you're really looking. So
yeah, well, I gave that up almost immediately.
One thing either of them are telling you is I got to witness people walking up and asking them for their autographs. So Neil and Tom have become quite the celebrity
Z-list celebrities. Yes, it's very strange.
Surreal. Yes, that was pretty surreal.
Get Dr. Disc's autograph.
Yeah, that 25 cents will get you a cup of coffee.
Tell us about our giveaway, man.
So from our good friends, Electric Frankenstein, we have a fully signed album that I will ship out. And all we ask is that you go to Instagram, which is doc_DISC, Doc Disc on Instagram. And this is going to be an easy one because Neil made mention of it.
Uh-oh.
All you got to do is be the first one to let me know the three bands that played the Ramones Fest at the record farm.
Mm.
So the first person who lets me know the name of the three bands, you don't even have to put them in order. We'll send this record out to you.
And how do I go if I want first time listeners, they want to go to Punktally.com, they want to listen. How can I do that?
We're on all the major podcasts.
There
sites.
You go.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all of the
so
above.
I just have to say, Alexa, Punktally.com.
Yes, yes. And Alexa will say, hell no.
She's doing it right now.
Oh, excellent.
If you see a... If you see a really cool looking guy walking down the street, just go up and ask him, he'll tell you where to find it.
Alexa, stop.
No, listen to it, Alexa, go.
Now my stupid Alexa chirp. Oh, come on. Good times.
Well, good and next time on our next exciting adventure, I will tell you about Vinyl Days Records out of Virginia Beach, and we can talk a little bit about how I visited, went through six states, or six stores in seven states in 7 days.
Wow.
Wow. Man.
You are Dr. Disc. We're not going to even, you should just change your name because you are dedicated to the record collecting hobby. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Okay.
We'll come on again. And without Tom, we'll get a full episode out of you.
Sounds good.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world, they've gone searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.